out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's games. Tonight, Chicago takes the field against Kansas City at 7:10. Buffalo Wild Wings is bringing back two popular sauces, ghost pepper and bourbon honey mustard. Perfect for all the football action. Buffings, wings, beer, sports.
At Pep Boys, we're aware a lot of people don't like driving at night when it's hard to see. The nocturnal critters that jump in front of your car can get pretty stressed out too. While we can't clear the roads, we can light the way. This week only, buy a two-pack of Philips Extreme Vision headlights for 50% off. That's 50% off Philips headlights that produce 100% more light than standard halogens. Not a bad upgrade for such an important feature. See the light and the savings this week at Pep Boys.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola with a Scoreboard Update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's October sales event going on now. Jason Hamill made his final start of the regular season for the Cubs as they swept their season today 5-3. Hamill went five scoreless innings, struck out five. Austin Jackson hit a three-run homer. Anthony Rizzo, Kristen Orfia added an RBI each. The Cubs wrap up their regular season in Milwaukee starting tomorrow. The White Sox host Kansas City tonight. John Danks opposes Chris Medlin. Pre-game on the Score starts at 6:35. Earlier today, the Phillies blanked the Mets 3-0 in Philly. Going on right now in Baltimore, top of the seventh, the Orioles leading the Blue Jays 6-4. Out in San Francisco in the bottom of the eighth, it's the Dodgers 3 and the Giants 1. On to the NFL, the Bears continue preparations for Sunday's game with Oakland. Jay Cutler was limited in practice again. He is day-to-day and has not been ruled out yet for the Raiders game. Alshon Jeffrey, Jeremiah Ratliff were also limited today. Jermaine Bushrod did not practice. NBA news. After yesterday's successful surgery, the Bulls are hopeful to have Derrick Rose ready for the season opener on October 27th. And Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr will take a leave of absence to recover from back surgery. Luke Walton will fill in until Kerr's return. I didn't even know Luke Walton was a coach. Hopefully he is, otherwise filling in is kind of pointless. Be there when the Chicago Wolves open the season at home Saturday, October 10th at the Allstate Arena against the Milwaukee Admirals, part of the Amtrak rivalry. For more information about great hockey in a family-friendly environment, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Chicago Wolves, hungry for more. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the Radio Home for Bears fans, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
This is Ian in New Jersey. I'm here for
Who You Crappin'.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're putting me down, you're starting to make me cry.
Lying, 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 lying. Oh,
oh, oh. Liar, 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 you lie, liar, liar, liar. Tell me why, tell me why, why do you act to lie?
Cause I'm a liar, yeah, I'm a liar, 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 liar.
It seems like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and you said, you know what, farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
Well, you're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap
which,
me.
Which
no,
one
no,
for-
no, no, no,
no.
Decide.
Who Are You Crappin' is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. As always, limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you go too long, you ramble on, you don't get to the point.
And if it is a politically based crap, just make sure it fits the bit properly, whichever side of the aisle it may be. We will start with Glenn downtown on Who You Crappin' on the Score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome, foreign-born baseball player, to the Bud Norris Unwritten Rules of Baseball Frequently Asked Questions page. In order to ease your transition into playing Major League Baseball the right way, the inscrutable cabal that determines appropriate baseball etiquette has authorized answers to frequently asked questions about our basic behavioral policy, as expressed by Mr. Norris. Quote, we're opening this game to everyone that can play. However, if you're going to come into our country and make our American dollars, you need to respect the game that has been here for over 100 years, and I think sometimes that can be misconstrued. There are some players that have antics, that have done things over the years that we don't necessarily agree with, unquote. Question. Can you provide me with more information as to what behavior constitutes disapproved antics so I can avoid that behavior? Answer. We're sorry, but an integral part of our system of arcane behavioral rules is that players cannot receive advanced instruction as to inappropriate behavior. If you act in a way that we deem to be in violation of our rules, you will be informed via a 95-mile-per-hour fastball aimed at your head. Question. I play for the Toronto Blue Jays, so I play half my games in Canada, and I get paid in Canadian dollars. Does this policy apply to me? Answer, yes, the policy still applies. However, you may behave disrespectfully during the playing of the Canadian National Anthem during home games unless the opposing starting pitcher is Canadian. Question, does this policy apply to off-the-field behavior? Do I have to be rude to fans, chew tobacco, drive drunk, or cheat on my wife during road trips? Answer, we're not taskmasters. Whether you choose to engage in regular human behavior that is disrespectful to the public is of no concern to us. We just care about behavior that, in our subjective, unaccountable judgment, is disrespectful to the game of baseball. Question, for rhetorical purposes only. Bud Norris, who are you crapping?
Thank you, Glenn. Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, spiked the ball on that one. That's good. This is from Kat. She says this is her first crap. This thing is seriously full of gremlins.
What the hell's going on out here?
Tanny, the machine, I don't know what this machine is doing.
You just didn't have the right bank.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. You didn't change your bank.
Changed my bank. Bank changed.
Good luck with your first crap.
There it is.
There he is. Hello.
Well, Kat says it goes out to Jeb Bush, who during Pope Francis's visit found it necessary to call out the pontiff, saying he should leave the discussions of climate change to the scientists. Jeb? Pope Francis has a degree in chemistry. Before he entered the seminary, he was a chemist. He is a scientist. On the other hand, you regard your bachelor's degree in Latin American studies as qualifying you to speak on many topics, such as healthcare reform, the economy, the Keystone Pipeline, to name just a few. You're not a healthcare specialist. You're not an economist or an expert in the oil and gas industry. Jeb Bush, who you crapping? Ian Boston, you're on the score.
This crap goes out to totally fired national manager Matt Williams. Following the Papelbon-Harper fight, Williams left a rattled Papelbon in to pitch the ninth inning and untie a tie game to the tune of 5 runs. Williams defended his decision, saying, he's our closer. In a tie game, he's in the ball game in the ninth inning. I agree with that principle. In a tie game in the ninth, you want your best reliever in to extend the game as long as possible. You know who disagrees? Matt Williams, who in early September skippered his Nats to a loss by using Casey Jansen in the ninth inning of a tie game, saving Papelbon for a save situation that never came, a decision that Williams vehemently defended. Matt Williams, who you crap?
Nicely done, Ian. Mike has one for Steve Mongo McMichael, who gave the city of Chicago a wonderful lesson in cultural sensitivity this week. After Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long said he had a hard-standing Haitian teammate Vladimir Ducasse. Mm-hmm. Long explained that Ducasse is, quote, a Haitian guy. He has an extremely thick accent. Long displayed the kind of intellectual aptitude that got him kicked out of Florida State for academic issues by adding, I'm not quite sure what the accent is. Well, Kyle, just guessing here, but it's probably a Haitian accent. Well, Mongo suggested that Long and the rest of the offensive line learn Haitian. Mongo's stand against the dominant cultural narrative that immigrants should assimilate and his defense of less powerful linguistic groups was commendable, but perhaps next time Mongo decides to defend the cultural linguistic heritage of a language, he should make sure the language in question actually, you know, exists. Because you see, Steve, there is no language known as Haitian. People in Haiti speak French, or a French-based Creole influenced by Portuguese, Spanish, Taino, and some West African languages. Perhaps, though, the joke is on me, and Haitian is just Mongolian for French. Either way, Mongo, who you crapping?
Haitia.
Or it's from Haitia. Out to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Joe on the score.
Thank you, gentlemen. This crap goes out to Floyd Mayweather. On September 12th, following this unanimous decision against Andre Berto, Mayweather said, and I quote, records are meant to be broken, end quote. The current record Mayweather is referring to is Rocky Marciano's undefeated boxing career of 49 wins and 0 losses. Floyd Mayweather has 49 wins and 0 losses. So, Mayweather, I don't understand when you say records are meant to be broken because you didn't break a record. You tied a record. You would have broken it if you had 50 wins, but you have 49. Mr. Mayweather, I really hope you stay retired, but history says otherwise, and who are you crapping?
All right, Joe, Adam in Buffalo Grove says Ben Carson is the only black man in the running for the Republican nomination, and naturally he was asked about his stance on the flying of the Confederate battle flag during NASCAR events, a favorite pastime throughout the South. His response, it's okay if it's private property and that's what they want to do. I can certainly understand why Ben Carson wouldn't want to take down a Confederate flag being flown by the sort of people who fly Confederate flags, especially if he's the one doing it. Because these sort of people vote for the party he's hoping to represent. If he tells them they can't have their racist symbol, he'd be left with nothing but his self-respect. And Lord knows a politician has no need for that. But he should have shut his mouth right there, and he didn't. Unfortunately, he then offered this. Swastikas are a symbol of hate for some people, too.
Oh boy.
And yet they still exist in museums and places like that. If it's a majority of people in that area who want it to fly, I certainly wouldn't take it down. Oh, Ben, you're right. The swastika was something flown by people preaching hatred and violence against those they deemed subhuman. But now it's just something people wave around to represent pride in their heritage of cruelty, hatred, and oppression. Ben, that's so nonsensical even Phil Sims is scratching his head. I literally don't know where to start. You're comparing the Confederate flag to the swastika, which isn't entirely inaccurate, but you're arguing it makes it okay for morons to parade them around in public? Maybe you're being intentionally ironic by linking these two symbols of hate together while trying to get a broader point across to these mouth-breathing idiots, but more likely, you're just competing with Donald Trump for who could say the stupidest thing. Ben Carson, who you crapping?
He's had a lot of them.
Oh, there's more.
He's had a lot of
them. There's more.
Yeah.
Zed is in Schaumburg and on the score.
Hi, guys. Yesterday marked the end of the curse of Yuppie, which began in 1995 after the Toronto Blue Jays mascot introduced him to vegan poutine. This crap goes to worthy Patrick Swayze's successor in both Roadhouse and Sexy Stand Alive, Ronda Rousey. When asked if she can beat the aforementioned Floyd Mayweather in a fight, Ronda replied she could beat anyone in a fight and looked to be open about the opportunity for an MMA battle with Mayweather. However, a year ago, when asked about fighting transgender female MMA fighter Fallon Fox, Ronda balked at the idea, claiming that Fallon would have an unfair advantage. A fight with an octagon with a top male boxer in the world? A fair fight. Fighting with a woman who has effectively been off testosterone far longer than Chris Cyborg Justino and Damanow? Unfair. It's not as if she is the Doug Gottlieb of MMA. Evidence that she proudly makes enough fakes to never feel the impulse to steal credit cards. She would most likely easily defeat Fox in a single round. But in the meantime, though, I have to ask, Ronda Rousey, who you crapping?
Sin's dead, baby.
Swipe it, everybody.
Die, a reference in there. A lot more to come. We got some phone lines open. 312-644-6767.
You know what we're looking for?
I do.
Looking for the big finish. 312-644-6767. We expect it today. It's been good. Who you crapping?
Hey, buddy.
Bernstein. Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Big finish.
Your weekend.
kicks off tonight with Thursday Night Football on CBS2 and NFL Network. This time, it's Baltimore at Pittsburgh for some primetime action. Who will come out on top? Football starts here tonight on CBS and the NFL Network.
I'm James Brown with the CBS Sports Minute. One of the game's best rivalries is on Thursday Night Football as the Steelers host the Ravens to kick off Week 4. Since 2000, these franchises have won two Super Bowls apiece and combined for 19 playoff appearances. In the 13 years of the current alignment, they've won the AFC North 10 times. The Ravens won their last meeting, a 13-point win in Pittsburgh on Wild Card Weekend. But this latest installment is missing two key names. Baltimore lost pass rusher Terrell Suggs to a torn Achilles in Week 1. And last weekend, Ben Roethlisberger suffered a left knee injury that has him out for the foreseeable future. But it's still the Steelers and Ravens from the Steel City on Thursday Night Football, 7:30 Eastern on CBS and NFL Network.